This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
First up, though,
Madonna.
Madonna. We haven't talked about for months.
I know. Well, she's back in the news at the moment. She's got another two kids.
She's got a couple of new ones from Malawi again.
Yes. She likes to shop there.
Yeah, but like the last time she adopted from Malawi, she almost didn't get the child because she upset them. So well, she must have, you know,
and
fixed
this time
it all up.
Well, yeah, because it was super quick this time. Took 2 weeks. Woe to go. Done.
What? She just said, I'm going to get another two.
And she did.
Oh, my God.
In 2 weeks.
That's so really quick.
I know. It's amazing what money can do. But that's not what we're here to talk about today, Chris.
Oh.
No. Madonna has been approached to record an anti-Trump song. Now, as you know, she's pretty big on the anti-Trump protests and that sort of thing. She did mention that she was going to blow up the White House.
And she put her on the watch list, didn't
it? It did. Yes. Donald said, you keep an eye on this woman.
Whoever she is.
Yes. I've never heard of her. I think that was how he put it. Ivanka, do you know who this is? Now, so the Donald, she's going to do a protest song.
Yeah.
But she has been approached to do the song by songwriter Bruce Roberts, who wrote Enough is Enough for Babs and Donna Summer.
No.
Oh, yeah. And so you know what the protest song's going to be? A new version of Enough is Enough.
What?
That's right. They're going to keep the song as, you know, essentially.
Yeah.
Madonna will be writing.
So enough is enough. We don't want any more of you,
yes.
Trump. Yeah.
Madonna will be writing new verses in it.
Yeah.
So the verses will be all about
Trump
and whatever else.
Yep. Yeah.
But the chorus will still be enough is enough. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not only will you have Madonna singing the verses.
Yeah.
And Madonna obviously singing the choruses.
Yeah.
They are going to weave in.
What?
Babs and Donna Summer. Still in the chorus. So it's actually going to be a couple.
I'm having heart failure here.
Enough is Enough by Barbara Streisand, Donna Summer, and Madonna.
Oh, my God.
Can this get any better? While slagging Donald Trump.
I just want back scenes. I want the video to be studio scenes of Babs and Madonna together in the one studio.
Well, Babs is not a Trump fan, so I
know.
Reckon she might.
Oh,
obviously they have to use
We never got footage of Babs and Donna in the same studio because they never actually were in the same studio. But I reckon they do it.
And
I reckon Babs would do
this.
Can't
get Donna Summer in, obviously.
No.
She will have to be a recording.
Well, they've got plenty of those.
I know.
Look, funnily enough, there's a brand new remix of Enough is Enough, Donna Summer,
Barbara Streisand. Which is shooting up the dance club charts.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
So, and it's only available in the US right now.
That's right.
So they're going to do a remake and include Madonna and new verses.
Yes. Madonna's new verses.
This is a surefire.
Music will all be the same, and the chorus is going to be the original chorus, but with Madonna weaved into it.
This is a surefire anthem for every street protest for the next 4 years.
I know. And it will be fabulous.
We're gonna talk to her a bit more, but we'll introduce her now. In the studio is the very wonderful, the very funny, the very ridiculously all over the place, Bev Killick.
I love it. Ridiculously all over the place.
Well, you know.
She's scattered.
You like to keep yourself in work.
I do.
Well,
and can I just say for all those people out there, it took me 25 minutes in an Uber from St Kilda.
Yeah.
But I got into the Uber and I said, look, I'm running late for a Joy FM interview. And he said, I'll just switch it over to sports Uber.
He knew what you were talking about.
And he got me here and you're all waving me in. I was like, you know, I got here, finally.
Yeah, you got here. Breathe. We're going to talk to you about, particularly about what's coming up next Tuesday, being Valentine's Day. And,
love.
You know, normally that's not funny, but we're going to make it that way. And we're going to make it really pleasant.
It can be really sad for some people, can't it? It's like, oh, my God, I'm so lonely.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Robert.
Nice. Bev Killick, comedian around town, is with us in the studio. Hello, Bev.
Hello.
Now, we've just been learning a little bit about you, and we've discovered you're an I'm a Celebrity fan.
I am.
Are you going to put your name up for next year?
Well, you know, I'm a friend of Julie's, but I don't know if she's got that much sway.
Clang.
But
she could tell you where to submit your application.
Oh,
hey?
God, I'm such an addict. I'm up watching on 10 play. You know, until 3 o'clock in the morning. Because sometimes it just sort of stuffs up and you have to go back to the beginning.
Oh, my God.
But I'm loving it. But I did a tweet the other day that perhaps if Tom Arnold is hungry, he could eat some humble pie.
Yes. Well, he's not going to do that anytime,
is
he?
Such a diva.
Oh, God. And, like, you know, he's supposedly the officially funny one.
Yeah.
And famous
all
one.
All he is just moody. And
and wanting to be waited on hand and foot. And you can tell he's had a lot of facials, you know. Because, you know, he's been in the jungle a couple of weeks and he's starting to get a breakout.
So it's I did see that.
So you think old Roseanne's looking at that going, glad I'm not married to that anymore.
And he's talking about her 27 personalities and all this sort of stuff. And, oh, my God. But I'm loving Nazeem. Nazeem is just gorgeous.
He's best,
I love
his best friend
his spew
was
noises.
Tweet. Yeah, oh, he just spews at everything.
Yeah. But I'm on Team Zipporah too. Loving her.
I love her, but I hate her.
Yeah,
it's that
she's
sort of weird relationship.
Yes, she's like nothing is gonna go past her at all, and she reads into everything.
Everything is a personal attack on her,
absolutely,
or her religion, one or the other.
Yeah, but at the same time, anyone who managed to get through a 7-year relationship with James Packer must have a tough inside somewhere.
Well, she stayed there longer than Mariah, so you know.
Yeah. God, like, what would it be like being with that guy?
Oh, I don't want to think
well,
about
you,
it.
Well, you've got to remember, you'd have to touch him.
You know, sometimes I look at him and I think, you're gonna look like your dad one day.
Yeah, but...
Well, he kind of already
does. If you look at... what was the original Packer's name? What was...
Sir Frank.
Sir Frank. And then you look at Kerry, and then you look at James, you think... You know, it was never about their looks, was
it?
You know? Well, do you think it was about something else? They were very attractive and lovely human beings.
But, you know, something about her that intrigues me, she would have known the best of both worlds where, well, not, I don't know if it's the best of, but she would know what it would feel like to have men or women attracted to her because of her looks, because she was an absolute
she was stunning model, yeah.
And she was right in there in the movie, you know, film industry and whatever. And now, with James
as well, also probably would have had the access to basically an open checkbook.
Absolutely,
you know,
so. To have all, you know, any fashion. And now she's on the absolute, the opposite arc.
She is, and it actually makes for fantastic television.
it's intriguing. Now, I think they've done very well with their casting.
Can I admit I have voted for Zipporah to go into Tucker Trials every single day?
When they had those grubs in their mouth, I was just seriously. And Nazeem, every time he dry retches, I'm like, bleh, well. Yeah. I have to pause.
I love him though.
I love him to eat dinner and watch.
It is.
I'm a celebrity at the same time.
So it was easy to watch while he was getting poo poured over his head.
Oh my God.
Right. So we need to get back on track now. Bev Killick is in the studio with us. Yes. Now, Bev, you've got a captain's hat on. You're a curator of comedy.
I know, isn't that great? Bird Spaceman contacted me mid last year and they know of my comedy and they like my style and whatever. And they know that I've sort of booked a few things here and there and they liked my lineup, so they want to have comedy at Bird's Basement. And,
so Bird's Basement is a little venue out in, remind me where it actually
it's
is.
It's Singers Lane, so it's pretty much the corner of La Trobe and Williams.
Okay, yeah. So
and then you go down this elevator
the
and then it's a whole new world.
Now, this is the thing. It's mainly been a jazz...
jazz,
location mostly.
It's pretty much, if you can imagine, Birdland.
Mm-hmm.
New York, it's sort of fashioned on that sort of style. It's You know, that mirrored ceiling, mirrored walls, which you guys know about. Yep. All that sort of stuff.
That's like our bedroom. 20 I think years, that's where she was going.
Yeah.
Hey. But it's a very classy venue.
So right now,
perfect.
They're doing comedy nights every Tuesday night.
In February, and then we go to March. We've got Mondays.
Mondays, we're going to March. So yeah. It's definitely something you want to keep doing.
Yeah, well, they want to keep going, and I just keep booking at the acts that I know, love, and trust.
Now, you've had a couple of nights already because you started in February. So you had you started with Richard Stubbs and Limo.
Oh, and don't forget who else was there.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, and you as well.
I put myself on the line. I actually call myself and go, hey, babe, do you want a gig? And I go, oh, I don't know. How much?
I'm not working with her.
You know, it's nice to get Stubbsy back in on the comedy circuit.
Well, he's making a foray back into the land of stand-up. And he wanted to, have a little bit of a dip, his toe in the water.
So was he funny?
He was hilarious. He did 45 minutes plus.
Excellent.
And the audience just loved every moment.
So a Stubbsy of old
it
type thing.
Right.
All right. Now, and last week you had JDJ Hill as the MC with David Quirkin and Lindsay Webb.
Yeah.
Now, they're comics around town as well. So.
Jody and David are from Melbourne and Lindsay is from Brisbane. And took out the Guinness Book of Records, longest ever stand-up.
Okay.
36 plus hours, continuous stand-up.
Oh. Now, amazing. And then that brings us to next Tuesday.
Yes.
Which is next Tuesday?
Which just so happens to fall on the 14th of February.
That's right.
And Valentine's Day.
I know.
So you got some pretty top talent lined up for Tuesday.
Well, Fiona O'Loughlin, hello.
Hello.
She's our headline act.
Best station ID on the station because it doesn't say the station.
But she says her own name.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah.
But she gets her own name in there. Hey, so she's you've got MC Mike Goldstein, you've got Ashley Phil's Aim and Fiona.
Yeah.
So good night lined up.
It's a brilliant night because Mike I worked with recently on tour and just loved his stuff and wanted to put him up. And then I accidentally put another American on without even realising. So that's Ashley Filsheim, who's just gunning everywhere he goes. He's absolutely brilliant.
So is he on an extended sojourn into Australia at the moment?
Yeah, a bit like Jeff Grain, you know, sort of comes here a few times and just goes, actually, I quite like it here. So I might
stay. Stays as long as he can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If we go to the next week, so on the 21st of February, you've got Steve Bedwell emceeing and Kirsty Wiebeck.
Yes. Oh, hang on, are you sure it's not Christy?
No, and it's not Werbeck or Rebeck or it's Kirsty Wiebeck.
I have problems with Kirsties and Christies. Do you?
Yeah. Kirsty, sometimes co-host of Mad Wednesdays, was yesterday. Yep. So
she's great.
She is very good. She's very funny. And Dave O'Neill, another classic radio and comedian from Melbourne.
Only the best. And these are all mates, you know, so it's like Bev's Mates at Bird's Basement.
Is that the overall show name now, Bev's Mates?
Now, do people normally have to book for these nights or is it a come as you are?
Yeah, I mean, online's better because you get best seats.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, it's probably a little bit more on the door.
Yeah.
And plus you want to know that you can get a seat because it's not a massive room.
Well, laughing with a couple of drinks is much better done on your bum than it is standing.
Absolutely. So, there's VIP seating and there's also package deals where you can, you know, book online the meals that you want.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well. Which you can all do at birdsbasement.com.
That's correct.
So that's a very easy website to get a hold of to do your booking. But back to next week, because it is Valentine's Day, we've got a pretty special offer from Bird's Basement.
It's pretty damn good, isn't it?
Cameron,
I want it.
Come on. Who's going to announce it?
I'm going all golem. I want it. Well, here it is. Now, obviously, you need to be a Joy member. And you kind of won a prize in the last 7 days.
Got it.
Throw that out there first up.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, it is a gift pack, which is a very nice way of saying it's a freaking enormous prize. It's Comedy at Bird's Valentine's Day prize pack. It includes dinner for two from Beer, Wine and Calzone, which apparently is the name of the restaurant. Not what you have to eat.
No.
I'm pretty sure you're allowed to choose something besides a calzone. You get a double pass to see Fiona O'Loughlin and Ashley Phil's Aim with MC Mike Goldstein at the Bird's Basement Luxury Establishment. And how many stars? I'll let you pick. How many stars?
Do you want a little drum roll?
Drum roll? Oh, we're so advanced here. 5-star accommodation for two people. Now, so bring your funny Valentine to Bird's Basement on 14th of Feb for three of the best in stand-up comedy. And, of course, it is side-splitting stand-up fabulousness, all thanks to comedy at the Birds.
So it's a full night out for Valentine's.
It's
overnight.
The accommodation is above the venue. So you pretty much come out of your hotel room, go down and
have
a lift, and then go down to Bird's Basement.
And dinner is at
Bird's
Basement.
It's all in the same.
It's all in the one place.
Yeah,
so
within 20 minutes.
So don't drive, people. You get a taxi there.
That's it.
Enjoy yourself, and then you can find your own way home afterwards.
It's a Melbourne experience, and it might be rainy. So you don't even need to bring a brolly.
Stay inside.
Tuesday it's going to be a bit ordinary and 21. So
yeah, Mother Nature was raining on it.
So it's a good day for experiencing something indoors, like comedy, food, and a night, a stay over with a Valentine.
I know, that's what I mean.
It's perfect.
Unfortunately, we're not allowed to win it, apparently.
So how do they win it? What are they going
to
do?
Well, here's the question. Now, obviously, you need to be a join member.
Yep,
can't win
that.
A prize in the last 7 days. You have to send through your name, your membership number, and you need to just pop in there. I'm going to keep this nice and simple for the people because we're simple folk. Mm. You have to put comedy at the Birds.
Comedy at Birds.
Comedy at Birds. See, I was already corrected. So if you put a V in there, you're out. So comedy at Birds, along with your name and your membership number, 2-0427-JOY-949.
You can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Oh, hang on. Tristan's not here.
No, he's not here today.
1-300-JOY-949. And Robbie Rockstar will put you in the draw. And the draw for this fabulous food, accommodation, comedy pack, all thanks to comedy at Birds, will be drawn. I think we'll leave it open, and it will be drawn at 6 p.m. on the dot.
On the dot. Done.
Wow.
All right.
I'd be calling right now.
Oh, I think there's going to be a few entries coming for that.
And if you don't have a Valentine, I'm sure we can find one lying around at the Joy Studios.
You can offer them dinner and a night out.
One we prepared earlier.
Well, we've got a Robert ready to go. We've got a, I don't know, who else is down there?
No, Dan's taken.
You're taken.
Valentine can be just a friend too.
It can. Bev, are you available?
Yes.
And you'll be at the club on the night. So.
I will.
She'll make
I'll
sure you get
you
a
in.
Good seat.
I'll come and tuck you in.
Bedtime stories with Bev.
Ooh, that's a bonus.
Chuck it in the package.
All right. It's
done.
Look, this is a fantastic prize, and it is thanks to Bird's Basement. And if you don't win this and you can't get along on Tuesday night, every Tuesday night through February and then going to every Monday night from March.
Yes, and I just had lunch with Vince Sorrenti and he wants to come down and have a little pop in.
You're pulling all the old school out.
It's going to be a walk
well,
night.
That's where I want to go. I want to get Shane Bourne in there. I mean, we've got Alec Goblet on there. You know what I mean? Just like you... People that you would have seen on Hey Hey.
Yes, pretty much.
But not Daryl.
No, not Daryl. Or Dickie Knee.
Bev.
Plucker, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, yes.
Except he can't talk. But
oh, yeah.
That would make him even better.
Bev, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for bringing this amazing prize with you.
I feel a lot less scattered now.
Excellent. Well... I'm not even going to. No. All right. Bev Killick, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the comedy.
And come down anytime you want.
We will. Every Tuesday till through February.
Monday
through March.
Can I talk about Eurovision now?
Sure.
I need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, we were robbed last year at Eurovision.
Dami
was the rightful winner.
Is the only winner of 2016 Eurovision that we care about.
Yeah. Then there was that woman from Ukraine that, like, won.
She got the sympathy vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's be honest, that was what it was.
Yep.
So that meant that the Ukraine...
I'm bitter and I'm going to say it.
Yeah, see, and I'm even bitter enough that I'm going to call them the Ukraine because they hate that.
Do they?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, they don't like the "the".
No, no.
Oh,
there's
are.
No "the". They're just Ukraine. But it just
it's
sounds
like
weird.
Saying "the Australia".
Yeah.
Okay.
The Victoria. Now, the Chris,
yeah.
You listen, we're talking about the Ukraine. Now, Eurovision will be in, apparently, in Kyiv. I think that's how you say it.
Not Kiev.
No. Kyiv.
Kyiv.
On May 9.
Right.
Unfortunately, ticket sales have to be suspended and there are no tickets available as the local watchdog has suspended the contract with the ticket sellers, saying it was a bit abrupt and maybe corrupt. So they are not selling any tickets yet. So people have booked hotels and everything, but they have no idea if they're going to get a ticket because the tickets aren't on sale. And they're not sure when the tickets will actually go on sale for the event, which is in May.
Could be in Sweden yet.
It may have. Well, no, it'll be there. You just might not be able to go.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a TV experience only.
Amazing. Why did they make her the winner?
Because they had
supposed to rig it when the country can't run the thing.
See, it's this whole democracy thing. It just doesn't work.
True. True that. Look at America.
We have a correction to make.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
What was I wrong?
You were wrong. Can I say that again? You were wrong.
It's Valentine's Day on Tuesday and you're picking on me.
No, I'm not picking on you.
Yeah, who is?
Anthony is.
Oh, okay. Why is he picking on me?
Anthony wanted to preface what he was about to say by saying, no, loving the show as always.
Yeah.
And then there was a but.
Oh, but.
But. And not, you know, that kind of but. He said, he's sure he may be the only old pedantic person who corrects you, but Chris, it is not, I repeat, not gay as a row of tents. It is, in fact, camp as a row of tents. Do you understand the difference? A gay is not camp.
I
don't have a bone in my wrist.
I did it as I said that.
Do you acknowledge your error?
When I was using those words just before the 6 o'clock news, and as they came out of my mouth, I went, no, that's wrong. But, you know, there was no time to go back.
Once it's out there, it's out
that's
there.
That's right.
Just like us.
So, Anthony, thank you for pointing out my deficiencies. It is appreciated. You're not in the draw.
Thank you.
For the
but I will say, Anthony, because normally that's my job to point Chris's deficiencies out. So, thank you.
No. Two old men who claim love for me.
Anyway, now we move on.
We're moving
and
on.
And we never speak of it again.
All right. It's an interesting idea from the marriage equality groups, isn't it, to use the faxes.
I know. Then they'll probably suggest we write a letter.
Yeah. So I like the theory behind it because the thing is you can actually write in handwriting your own story and your own reasons for why your local poly should be considering supporting marriage equality.
Please make it legible.
Yes, and when you fax it, it's basically a letter. And the idea is, of course, that however, there are a couple of buts around this. So one is that marriage equality are offering that they'll fax for you, which means that you've emailed it to them and they'll type it up and they'll send it to it. So that's not handwritten. So that doesn't quite have the same...
Handwrite it and scan it and send it across.
Yes.
Oh, see, I'm up with the modern
tech.
That's
the tech, but here's the rub. At the other end, I can guarantee you Parliament House Canberra's fax machines aren't really fax machines. They'll be computers receiving the faxes as scans that they get sent to their email boxes.
Maybe.
That's why they've all got fax numbers.
You just have to pick out of everything, don't you?
Yeah. So it's great in theory. It's a lovely idea, a romantic idea. But I don't actually think it's going to have the effect they were hoping for. Mm. I know, I'm a tech skeptic.
Might need to start sending letters.
Send an old school letter. I know.
Well, Australia Post needs the money.
Well, that's right, because Ahmed's running a bit short of cash. So.
Shh.
Thank you, Dan.
Don't mention the war.
Now, last night.
Right.
We went to Bewitched Atomic Kitten Spectacular.
Yeah, and Friends.
Yes.
Which was also Liberty X,
S Club,
and E17.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And we've been looking forward to this for a while because many of these
are iconic bands from my...
I won't say childhood,
I'll say my younger days. Yes.
Now,
90s and 2000s was pretty much it, wasn't
pretty much. It?
It
was basically, you know, most of the, like, E17's hits were in mid-90s. The rest were sort of late 90s, early 2000s.
All right. So, It was down at Festival Hall.
It was.
Which, can I say, was like a freaking oven.
It was.
It was so hot.
Cool change had come through, but not through
the doors.
No.
I don't think that place has air conditioning.
We originally had seats. They got rid of the seats and gave us and replaced our tickets with general admission.
And I'm too old to stand.
I never want to stand at a concert again. Seriously, just want to sit.
But apart from that.
But yeah.
Right. Oh, and we ran into the lovely T there.
Yes.
So we saw T while we were there, who's one of our former presenters and is now over on KISS.
Yeah.
It's all right. So we started the night off. Now, first up, I will preface this and throw in there. So they started off with I use inverted commas, DJ.
Yes. Who's basically a person who played all of the music from the same era to get the crowd riled up.
Yeah,
he's the crowd warm-up DJ.
Which was fine. Mm. Except for the fact he pulled down the volume on every chorus to make the crowd sing. I hate that.
Yeah. And I think his real job was actually to make sure the volume on all the backing tapes for all the bands, because he stood up the whole concert behind the bands.
Oh, I saw.
And he was pushing up the volume on the backup tapes whenever he needed to.
So, judgment done on the DJ. After that, first act, Liberty X.
Liberty X.
Now, let's be blunt here. Liberty X had one hit in this country. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, they only had one song. They managed to scrape out a couple of others for the performance. They really shouldn't have bothered.
Well, they kicked off with the only song you actually knew about.
And then they should have left.
Yeah.
But no, they stayed around. And nobody at all knew the songs.
They said it was lovely to come back. The last time they were here was at Rumba in 2002.
Oh, how we laughed.
With the Sugar Babes, Natalie Imbruglia, Bon Jovi, Pink, Sophie Monk, Kelly Osbourne, Shakaya, Disco Montego, amongst others.
Oh, there's some absolute has-beens there. But anyway, so Liberty X came on.
Yeah.
I'm not
they started with Just a Little.
Yeah, yeah, which was fine.
Yeah.
It was a good start.
Yeah.
And then it was all downhill for them.
Yeah.
Two songs, didn't know the other
didn't
two
know
at
the
all.
Other them.
Nobody
no.
knew them.
No.
Crowd just stood still like they were dead.
So,
And they also aren't very good singers anymore.
No, they're not.
Nor are they good movers.
No. Can't dance, can't sing, never have been a band. No,
that was Liberty X done. Oh, and there was only three of them.
Although, apparently, according to Wikipedia, there are only three of them now. There used to be five.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There used to be when they were popular.
Yeah.
So they wandered off, and then we got the DJ back again, which was unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I'm pretty sure it was E17, wasn't it?
E17. You know, now, all right. It's going to be all right.
Again, they had, as far as I'm concerned, two songs.
Mm.
No, they managed to whip out a whole bloody set of songs that nobody knew.
That's right.
And can I say, they put on just 1 or 2 kilos in the time.
They're dads.
They are dads now, they look like, yes. And they dress like they'd just come from their job down at Roger David.
I actually thought they just thought they were the new British Human Nature. Dressed in black tie.
Where were the weird beanies that they used to wear?
Nowhere inside.
No.
No.
And also, they also managed to butcher their own songs.
Yeah.
They weren't good at singing them.
They also,
All Right was horrible.
They also were obviously being paid so little by the tour arrangers that at the end of their set, they said, hey, if you want to...
Before the end of their set,
if you want to meet us out the back, $50 for a meet and greet.
Yeah, they said, the promoters told us to charge $100, but we discounted it to $50
bucks.
To try and get...
You
and
hand
we'll give
over
you a drink.
A drink and a photo.
Oh, and then they pimped their new music. It was hilarious. So we moved on from them.
Yeah.
They were horror. Then the low point of the night came on. I'm sorry.
Atomic Kit?
No, it was S Club.
S Club.
And it was down to S Club 2.
Now, it's unfortunate because...
It was meant to be 3.
Yeah, because one third of S Club had a rather nasty incident.
One third of current S Club.
Yeah. Basically, he's in hospital in New Zealand because of a strangulated bowel.
Yes, which was bad.
Which was bad. Major surgery. She's recovering. She seems to be okay.
Yeah, they didn't perform in New Zealand.
No, and the crowd were very happy that they didn't perform.
I would have rather they didn't.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It was one of the girls who I swear was just a backing dancer in the original.
Yes.
And one of the dudes.
And the dude who did all the rapping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, he could still do the rap bits, but there wasn't actually that much in the songs for him to do, really.
No,
but he decided to actually
his
sing.
His big moment was Don't Stop Moving at the start of Don't Stop Moving.
But no, then he sang over the whole thing and he ruined the backing tape, which was what they were playing.
So basically what they did is they got their big songs, they turned up the backing vocals
tape. And they turned the girl's microphone off.
And they freeformed across their own backing tapes.
It was freaking horrible.
It was terrible. It was awful.
And you could see the girl didn't want to be there.
No.
She had a look of total detachment.
Why
from
am I here? They made me do this.
Yeah, it was, it, It was truly woeful.
The guy from S Club actually went down into the audience with the microphone and got people from the audience to sing the verses.
I know. And it was, it was actually just as good as them singing it.
Yeah, it was.
So anyway, so that was S Club. That was just sad. That's what I could say that bit was.
Atomic Kitten. Now, they were entertaining for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Well, look, there was technically two of them there because they borrowed one of the ring-ins from Liberty X to fill out the ranks.
Because one of them's scared of flying and won't tour. So
that was what they
and
said.
Yeah, I mean, according to Wiki, there's four of them, but it looks like there's actually only two of them plus a ring-in from Liberty X.
Yeah.
And Kerry Katona, who is the former wife of Brian McFadden.
Yeah, nasty divorce.
Yeah, she wasn't in the room. She was there, but she wasn't in the room.
Can I, if you want to see some lazy dance moves, you watch that woman, her arms. They were just like, she was just barely, it was like they weighed about 4 ton and she couldn't move
her bits where she went to sing, by the time she got the microphone to her mouth, they were done again. Yeah. So you never actually heard her sing.
Again, thank God for that backing track. but they were entertaining, just not because they were good. Yeah. So, but they were okay. Yeah. Then, I'm sorry, the highlight of the night was Bewitched.
It was.
And I didn't even know most of their songs.
See, this is the funny thing. They were the headline act for the whole shenanigans. In Australia, they probably charted the least well of all these bands.
Mm-hmm.
But those three girls, 3 out of 4.
My God, they put on a good show.
Good show, and they can still sing.
Yes, and they actually sang. You could tell it wasn't the backing track.
My highlight with Bewitched, the one we'd all forgotten about, was the ABBA medley that they did.
Oh, God, I loved that.
Like in the early 2000s.
Yeah, with all the other Who Are They Now bands.
Yeah, yeah. They did a brilliant job. Amazing. Loved it. They did a whole bunch of other songs.
Notice they didn't ask Liberty X to come up and join them to do it.
No, or S Club.
I know.
All of them were in the originally, but yeah. Anyway.
But they were actually brilliant. I really liked them.
Their
new song was actually good as well.
It was, Love and Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, look, at the end of the day, we were entertained.
It was brilliant
fun. It was 2.5 hours of standing that I don't like in the first place, and it took us an hour and 3 quarters to get to a band that was enjoyable to listen to.
So if you have got tickets for tonight's performance...
Good luck!
Look, it's fun.
Maybe their mics will work not less. So well.
It's good fun, but for all the wrong reasons.
All the wrong reasons.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.